She can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, June 12th, 2024, episode 92.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen of that weird game machine.
What?
Of the weird game machine. Here is the last 2 days in the house.
I know.
What are you doing?
I downloaded a game. It's Tetris, like a Tetris, reverse Tetris.
What happened?
I don't know.
You've all of a sudden you've gotten completely hooked on
Instagram. I got sick of Instagram.
Hey, give me a little cheers, babe.
Oh, we got.
Look at that.
What are we drinking?
Look at that. Cheers. We are drinking. San Pellegrino. I've had so much wine this week. I'm like, I just want to.
Wait, what?
I know. I just want to be like you.
Back up.
I just want San Pellegrino.
Oh.
It's like, I feel like it's been over my limit because we had a wine tasting. We were with friends tonight.
Yesterday.
And it was like two good glasses. Like, yeah. I don't want to drink more than that. Let me have a little sip of this. Yeah. Mm.
The bubbles are big.
Needs to open up a little bit. So I'm sorry to disappoint everybody.
So Vineyard Nation, we've taken a break this week.
I literally just felt like a break. I'm like, oh no. And my eyes are all puffy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart, man.
I know, man. Because you're almost 60.
Okay. So mean.
So yes, well, you're getting ready for the big trip.
Yeah.
Big trip.
Month. Yeah. It all of a sudden it crept up on me. It's like.
Crept?
It crept up on me.
Crept up on you.
Is that wrong?
No.
Is it creeped?
No, crept. Crept up on you is right.
Because, you know, you correct me with everything else.
I know, because you say draw.
Draw. I can't say drawer.
Drawer. You go, open the drawer.
Open the drawer.
I'm like.
It's all right. We finally discovered that we sing beautifully in harmony.
We do. Yes. You're like, babe, you're singing, because we sing the cheers
all right,
song.
This is how sick we are. It's like we sit
really
at home.
Need a life.
We have none. We just sit here like, sometimes you want to get away.
No, we were both singing and you go, babe, we harmonize together. I go, let's start a band. Yeah. And you go,
hot mic. Hello, everybody. Now, for some reason, I never realized this, but when you're singing a song, you're actually singing the harmony parts, which is why it sounds so incredibly wrong.
Oh,
but when I'm singing the regular melody, your harmony is right there. It's actually, there's something going on there.
Hey, yeah. I got some talent.
Yeah. I need to bring in some karaoke songs. Yeah,
I'm careful though. About singing too loud in church, because I can hear some other people sing.
Dude. Last Sunday, somebody behind me was like singing a different song.
Really?
Like,
sure, it wasn't me?
No, okay. No. And it wasn't David.
Okay.
No, because I wouldn't make fun of him.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but someone was doing one of those. Wow. Like,
yeah, I'm careful not to sing too loud.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're heading off to Holland.
Yes, on Friday. I'm excited, although it did kind of creep up on me.
Yes.
You know, I'm still updating the Windows computer because I'm going to be doing the shows over there, except, of course, for this wonderful show.
Yes.
But that's because we've been given a week off for, I think, 6 months. On a best of show, which I think will last 6 hours.
Oh,
how
my
long
gosh.
Is this thing? What are they? And
he knows.
And Brian can't just put the show together. He has to send us snippets.
He's
listen to this. And then he has an opening. Listen how good I am. We love you. We love you, Vineyard Nation.
I love that he's taking this.
You
got to
send me that.
Seriously.
You got to send me that thing. That's too funny.
Oh, it's not the intro.
No.
I think I don't know what it is.
Question of the week. It's like they replayed the question of the.
I don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
They're insane.
But he is so dedicated to it. Mm. But I think we've created a monster because almost every day he tells me he's including this clip and he's including this clip. And so then he sends me snippets. And yes, we've created a monster. But I think, you know what? This thing better blow it out of the water because the way he's talking about it, and he has conference calls with TJ. I'm like, TJ's got a newborn baby.
Do they have a Gantt chart and a whole project board or something?
But what's so funny for me is he says, I'm going to include this clip. And he brings up about me watering the plastic plant, you know, you asking the dog trainer.
It's the funny bits.
That's the thing. So the fact that he is in it to win it, that's for sure.
I like that.
When he's bringing up all these funny clips, it's like, yeah, I remember all that stuff, and it's pretty hilarious.
It's been, this is episode 92. I mean, that's, what are we at? Have we done 3 years of this show now?
No, 2.5. And you know what he said?
When did we start?
In December 2021.
Is that true?
Yes.
Let me see.
You don't believe me?
No, I'm just checking. Actually, I see, you're right. January 3rd. I'm sorry. That's wrong. What?
No.
2021. Here we go. 12. Yes, you're right. Do you know the first date? December 2nd.
No, I did not know that.
December 2nd. Yeah. Okay.
But he has combed through all of the episodes and he is putting together this fantastic show. So
is it every snippet where we talk about him?
I'm sure there's a lot in there about that. Well, actually, the opening is about something about that, about Brian. But he asked me, he sent me a clip about, I told him I wanted him to beep out all the cuss words, because there were some cuss words when we first started this 2.5 years ago.
Not from
you.
Me. What? Oh, what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Me too. Yeah. I mean, not that much. Yeah. And so he was going to use Phoebe's bark instead of a beeping out. And I said, no, it sounds like she's barking in the background. Like people won't, unless you make a reference to it, people won't know. So I told them to just
beep
it out. Look
at you producing.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, hey, I've done a video or two in my career, you know?
Why? Yes. You were supposed to do this week you're doing a video for the church.
Oh yes. Yes.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Tina's like, they want me to do this video, but I have a fat head, you know. It's like, what?
I talk
out of the left side of my mouth. It's like, what are you talking about?
So,
did you not say these things?
I said them to you, but I didn't say I have a fat head. I said my big face is just going to be like, it's big.
Oh, it's funny.
Screen.
I heard fat head.
No, well, I didn't say that.
Well, no, it's going to be on a huge screen, of course. Yeah.
So, Pastor Jimmy and Annette have asked me to film the opening message, the opening bumper, announcement bumper. And so I went in today and I they weren't quite set up. So I'm going to do it tomorrow. So that means I got to do my hair again. They gave me the bumper. So we were teasing because I said, we'll start it off. It goes like this. Good morning. My name is Tina Curry and I want to welcome you to Bridge Church. The Bridge has been my home for 2 years, and I have a podcast called Curry and the Keeper with my husband, Adam Keeper, who is the pod father.
Adam Keeper? You just called me. I like that, Adam Keeper. Hi, everybody, I'm Adam Keeper.
Yes. So we were laughing with Dave and Karen, like, yeah, and I'm going to say, hey, tune in on Wednesday nights. And then the logo's going to flash up there.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you can use the Fountain app to send value back to us.
Yeah. Do you have a wallet? No, I'm kidding, of course. But no, so I have to memorize this. It's about...
You have to know, you are so professional. You sound so good. You know,
this is on video. This is different.
I've done video before.
Yes, I have. I've done video, but I mean, it's... I'm a little nervous, of course, because I want to do a good job. So. Yeah.
You'll be are you going to be the first like guest on the bumper?
I'm
going to
be the only one. Like, you know how...
Will there be other people?
No, this is, you know how the opening message...
I know, but in the future, will it be other people?
Oh.
Because I would hope so.
I don't know. Maybe they'll do you next.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Adam Curry. I have Tourette's. Please don't pay attention to me. Move on. Here's Tina.
It's like, Adam, you got something in your eye?
Yeah. Hey, calm down over there with your fat head, okay? So all morning I'm like, you look beautiful, and I've never noticed you talking out of the left side.
Somebody told me that. Then back in 1991, this dude I was dating told me that I speak out of the left side of my mouth. I predominantly use my left side.
Where is he from? Chicago or from Indiana?
Yes, Chicago.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the problem.
Yeah. Chicago. But anyway, getting back to Holland, so you're all set? You're not even packed.
No, I'm not packed. I haven't even gotten the suitcase yet. But I guess I'll do that.
But Karen goes, Tina packing for you? You go, yes. I looked at you, I'm like, what?
I'm like, yes, no, I don't think so. I can't pack until you've done my laundry tomorrow.
Yes.
Which you did promise. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
I will do
that. That's not too hard. I'm just throwing a whole bunch of Jesus sweatshirts in there. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
It's sweatshirt
What's the weather?
Weather
is it? No,
it's,
okay.
It's not great.
It's not great. No, it's never great in Holland.
No, it's always kind of the perpetual car wash, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I am excited to see my daughter, of course.
Yes.
We're going to have three full days.
Yeah,
we're going to have full 3 days together.
Yes.
Which is, you know, she's very busy. She works. Mm-hmm. She's actually working this weekend also during Father's Day. So even though I'm arriving the day before Father's Day, of course, I'm also doing No Agenda on Sunday and on Thursday. But when I get in Saturday first, you know, there's a big meetup scheduled.
I know.
A big No Agenda meetup at the airport. And it's going to be, I think, 115 people.
I know. They had to sell tickets, right?
Well, because they had to rent the venue, and then everyone gets two drinks with their entrance fee, mm-hmm. which is nominal.
Yes.
And the fire marshal said, that's it, 115. You can't have more. So it'll be fun, though. I'm sure I'll be very tired by the time I'm in bed Saturday night.
And your handler will not be with you.
And I won't. Yeah, so I'm... So I had to give
you a little guidance
Yes,
today.
I was told today, make sure you don't hang around. You got to talk to everybody. Yeah, so I will have a little clicker. If I've talked to 115... then I may leave the
building. Adam, seriously, people start talking to you about stuff. Remember when we went to some
meetup
and they start talking about hearing aids and you were like in it. You were in the conversation.
Well, yeah, I got I couldn't hear you. That was South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And in Vegas, the Air Force F-35 guys. Yeah, no, I'll be careful.
Yes.
But yeah. Anyway.
Because they're all like, and you're not aware. See, I'm aware when you're in conversations, rightfully so, because you're focused.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of all the people standing around waiting for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to be cognizant of that.
Okay. Yes.
You can do it. You can do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'll set a little timer.
But it's going to be a quick trip for you. I mean, seriously, because you're doing two shows.
Yeah.
You're packing all your equipment.
I leave on Friday. I come back on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to be gone for, the problem is with the show. So, you know, it's like travel always it makes it a little complicated. So it's either 7 days or 10 days.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be away from my wife that long, to be quite honest.
I know. I need you back here.
No, you don't. You have something every single night. You've got chicks coming over here. You're doing a gambling night. You've got invitations all over town.
I know.
What are you talking about? You want to be home at home? Will the dog even get fed?
I have to watch her too.
You got to walk her.
I know, 3 times a day. I got to feed her. I got to play with her.
I keep saying this to Phoebe. Oh, Phoebe, you're going away for a week with your dad.
Don't you want to go with your dad? I am. I've got plans every night except Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The date.
And I'm sure Friday will fill up too.
You'll come home. I won't even be here. I'm like, I'm out.
Be home soon. Be back soon.
Yes. Love you. No. Well, I'm excited for you to see Christina.
Yeah, me too. And she's super excited.
Yeah,
so.
That's nice.
And I have no idea what we're going to do, but she's arranging stuff. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
forward to it.
Yeah. So
I don't know. This week has been so, have we just been doing something every single day?
No, it hasn't been every single day.
Feels like, we did have a nice wine club thing last night.
Yeah. We did something Sunday night, Monday. We didn't do anything.
Every single day.
No, we didn't do anything Monday, but we did something last night and then we did something.
And Saturday we were at Augustaville Inn with Pastor Jimmy and Damonette.
Yes, they are our go-to couple for Augustaville Inn.
For all kinds of things.
Yeah, the movies.
Also Augustaville Inn.
The movies, steak night, you know, they're, So, yeah, that was fun. Although they did gyp us a bottle of wine.
I think,
All
right.
Uh-huh.
So, we have a glass of wine. It's hot outside. We're in the car and Tina's like, there's only 5 bottles in here, not 6. And I like,
And we're in the parking lot and I go, do you want to go back up? And you're like, not really.
No.
And I just don't like being, I felt ripped off. I'm like, they ripped us off. And you're like, I'll call. We're right there. You could have driven me up to the door and I would have walked
in.
And
why didn't you suggest that?
Because I was.
Because you didn't feel like it either. You didn't feel like it either.
I was miffed.
Anyway, they called.
Yeah.
They said, it's all good. We flagged you. You're good for another bottle.
So we belong to that. We have that membership at Augustaville and we have a membership at Vaudeville. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Vaudeville last night and got another 5 bottles. So we had to buy a wine rack. We have lots of wine now.
This is very interesting, this wine rack, because first of all, the wine rack was not the right height for where we thought it would be. And now you've put it under the stairs where it's impossible for me to even, you can't look at the wine. I mean,
it's our wine cellar. That's our wine cellar.
Yeah, but you have to get to it on your hands and knees. You literally, you cannot.
Where would you like me to put it?
I don't know, but this, but
do you think, have no walls in this house. Have you noticed that?
Do you
that?
Think this is handy? This yeah. is a handy
but
spot?
But have you noticed that we have no walls?
The house is standing. We yes. have walls.
No,
have,
but it's a totally open concept. There are no solid walls.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Except coming in from the garage.
Well.
You want to put it there?
No.
Okay.
No. I just wondered if you thought it was a great place where it was.
It's not my favorite, but you're the one who's going to be crawling under there, not me.
This is okay. There we go. We figured it out.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So yeah. So the title of our newsletter was the title and the subject line, The Audacity Answered with a Scuff. And you were like, what is that about? So let me set this up.
Well, okay. let's just consider that every single newsletter is about something I did wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
No, not every single one. Not every single one because we've mentioned
I'm
Phoebe.
I'm sure we've mentioned, okay, Phoebe once. Okay.
It's you like, and Phoebe.
Whatever we do wrong. Yes, Phoebe, no, that's you and me.
No, I've been in the subject line. But anyway. Let's set this straight. So when I've asked Adam to do question of the week, a lot of times you're like, you do it better. I don't want to do it. You do better. And then I'll say, will you do the God shot? Although you are doing the God shot today. You're like, no, that's your thing.
It's Tina's thing. Tina's God shot.
The God shot and question of the week. It's your thing. So Adam comes out of his studio one day and he goes, I need your help. I need your help to come up with a tip of the day for No Agenda. I go, what? What?
My wife does not care about my other shows. It's only about
Wait
this
a
show.
No.
You just don't care. Like,
wait a minute.
You won't even do it. Yes.
Really?
Go ahead.
So you won't help me with question of the week or God shot. And then I'm supposed to be drop everything and help you with tip of the day.
Well, I think we've established that whenever I do a question of the week it's actually painful memories for you of like, you never had a vacation.
I know I have to give it to God.
Everything was horrible. So I'm not really, my questions have kind of been off mark, not on brand. Let's put it that way.
I just thought it was funny when you came and you asked me like, hey, can you help me and come up with the tip of the day?
Needless to say, Tina did not help me with the tip of the day.
What was your tip of the day?
Don't ask your wife to help you with tip of the day. It was my tip of the day. That was a great tip of the day.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly what
So that, that was the, that was the, the scoffing.
Yes.
Anyway. I did try to help you. I said, what about this? What about that? And you're like, no,
babe,
no.
You help by giving me ideas I wouldn't use. Yeah. Very helpful. Yeah.
So our summer, pulling out my nurse ratchet hat.
Yeah, we got some interesting news.
Yes, we got some sad, kind of happy news.
Well, let everybody in on it.
Okay. So my beautiful daughter that lives in Brooklyn.
My beautiful stepdaughter.
Yes. Went out dancing on a Saturday night. I guess maybe she was dancing a little too hard because she blew out her ACL and her meniscus in the same knee.
As in actually tore.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
She cannot walk. Mm-hmm. She's got one crutch that's helping her like get around. And she didn't want to heal in New York because she cannot.
Now, mind you, this is the child who we finally... She got a great job. She's rocking and rolling. She's at the job 3 weeks.
Yes. A month.
A month. Mm-hmm. And she needs to be on her feet for this job. And boom.
Down for the count.
So she was devastated.
Yes. She was not happy.
No.
But she realized she didn't want to heal in New York because it's just not accessible.
Because, hey, New York.
And it's not accessible. Oh, yeah. You know?
And New York.
And somebody sees a person that's handicapped and they probably rob them because they know that they're... You know,
New York
and her new apartment is a 5-story walk up. So there was no way. So
which she also was supposed to move into in this.
She is moving
like,
into
like everything. The timing could not be more interesting.
Yes. So she researched it and she found a doctor here in Fredericksburg. And so she's coming at the end of the month and she'll be with us the whole summer through September. So we're gonna help her.
Well, we just got some good advice to rent a hospital bed so she can electrically move herself in and out of the bed and change everything. We can put her here on the ground floor.
On the ground floor instead of upstairs.
Next to the studio.
Yes. That is that's a great idea. We're gonna do that.
We can actually just roll her out. Just roll her out for dinner, roll her back in.
No, she's gotta be up and about. Yeah, like they don't want them, they do not want them laying down because I don't know, something with the knee. So yeah, so we're I'm gonna be Nurse Ratchet. So I was telling her I'm managing all her pain meds, and she told me that I was gonna make her suffer. And I'm like, because I never take pain meds, you know. Yeah. She goes, I know you. You're not gonna give them to me. I go, Elise, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna make you suffer. And she's like, I know you, I don't trust you. And I'm like,
skirt, skirt.
I was like, you don't trust me? I said, I would not do that. I'm more concerned about her getting hooked on them. But my sister Lisa told me that when they prescribe pain meds, that they only give you
limited amounts,
one prescription. That's it. And they give you the amount for about a week. And if you double up on them, you don't get any more. You're done. So,
Well, I can always give her my prescription, which I won't use.
Yeah.
Because
I also
have a little medical issue going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to my checkup, which is the 3 month, because I get my teeth cleaned every 3 months now, of course. You know, if I could clean it as often as I clean the car, I'd do it. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? It's a production when you clean your teeth, morning, noon, and night.
It is.
And the mirror is like splattered.
So I have a water pick, which I have to put peroxide in. And for some reason, whenever I'm pulling the tank off, it just seems to squirt all over the mirror. But yeah, it's quite a production. So, but I'm taking care of the
investment.
You're
very diligent. Yes,
taking care of the investment. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that there still may be some bone issue on the upper left where I have this bridge, which is also on a little bit too tight, honestly. And so I went, and Mandy, who does the cleaning, and she's checking it out. She's like, oh, I can't get any floss underneath there. I said, no, neither can I. And she says, I'm just going to squirt some peroxide in there, which I didn't realize meant jamming a needle into my gums and then squirting it and then saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Well, I'm like, anyway, so Maverick called, and when I get back on the 25th, which is literally like 2 days after I get back, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get a bone graft. He's going to take off that bridge, bone graft, cut it for cut a channel. Literally cut a channel in my gums so I can put. Is this grossing you out?
No, it just seems painful.
He's like, hey, man, I can get you Valium. You can use nitrous. You want me to put you out with fentanyl? I'm like, no, man. Just give me local, bro.
Hey, man.
Give me a stick. Give me a stick to bite on, bro. I'll be good.
Give me a leather strap.
Anyway, so he'll take care of that. And
So any leftover pain meds we can keep for Elise.
Exactly. Because you know me, I'll just like Advil. I won't.
You can take 600 milligrams of ibuprofen.
Yeah, I can do ibuprofen and then Tylenol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's kind of a bummer. But on the other hand, he says, the amount of work you had, I'm not surprised something needed to be done.
Yeah.
So anyway,
here we go again.
Here we go again.
Well, not nearly.
Well, just a little. It's upkeep.
So it's
maintenance.
It's really not your fault. It's Hollywood's fault because he made the bridge too tight.
It's also just my bone just needs some grafting there. Okay. That's all.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it genetics. Call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'll get through it.
Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. By the time you get back, I know. The time is going by so fast.
Everybody says it. Now, everybody I talk to is probably old like us, but is it something of age, or do younger people also feel that things are going faster? Is stuff accelerating?
The older you get, the faster it goes.
I know that, but...
Because I think you're more present. At least I'd like to think we're more present. You know, we're more aware as you get older. We're young people. I don't know the science behind it.
The thing that... I think I might have mentioned this before, but because I'm always putting dates on things for files and stuff, so I just see that number going up, and I'm so aware. Like,
I know you've always
2024-0612. What?
Yeah.
So it's a little. We got a lot to do. We have a lot. We should be doing more. We don't go out enough.
Okay.
We need to see more people. We need to travel more, do more things.
All right, let's
do more things.
Let's do it. So do you remember the conversation we had at dinner when we talked about if one of us dies? Do you remember that conversation? We're sitting at dinner and I said,
it usually goes like this. Where's the keys to the Bitcoin in case you keel over, in case the flight doesn't make it?
Well, you are flying United.
Yeah, but I made sure I'm not sitting next to the door. So
okay. Should be fine. So you don't like be sucked out of the plane.
We should be good. And I always keep my seatbelt on.
But we were having the conversation sitting at the table and I said, if something were ever to happen to you, I hope that never happens. I wouldn't get married again.
And I said, you grieve for 2 months and then you're good to go.
2 months.
I said, 2 months. 2 months and get over. Get out after two months. Keep my picture above your bed. That's fine.
You're like, just cash in the Bitcoin, pay off the house. I go, I don't think I could live in this house without you. I don't think I could.
No, don't sell the house. This is our forever house, babe.
Yeah. No, you just got to stay alive forever.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Well, I'm younger than you, so should be okay. Should be good.
But I don't remember. We said something funny and I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah,
that.
It was 2 months. It was you grieve for 2 months and then you're good to go. You're like, 2 months? It'll be 2 years.
And I said to you, I said, you're not allowed to ever get married again.
That's right.
Yes.
I have no intent. Yeah. I'm done. Me and Phoebe. Oh, that's what it was.
You and Phoebe.
Phoebe was going to get into the bed.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. Then once you die, Phoebe's going to come and sleep in the bed with me. I'm like,
but she has to sleep on the top. She can't sleep under the cover. She has to sleep on the... She would be very confused if all of a sudden she was allowed on the bed. She would be very weirded out by it, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, she's pretty comfortable in her own bed over here.
Well, thank God we're healthy, babe.
Yes.
So, and I mean, thank God
we are healthy,
for sure.
Because we take care of ourselves. So I was on a podcast on Monday.
Yeah. When does that come out?
It comes out in two weeks.
I was on the experience.
The 10,000 Miles podcast, the host, Vic Pepe. Yep. And you know Vic. I mean, he's my friend too, but you've known him for 35 years. And we went up to Dallas for his birthday and he started this podcast and you helped him. I guess you helped him kind of get it established.
Yeah,
did you do a couple things?
Well, first I did the first episode or the second episode to get him established. You know, it was like, you know, put Adam
Curry
out there.
That's right.
You got 100 people watching.
Yeah.
Yes. But I helped him get the value for value piece going, the streaming sets and everything. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
And so Vic and his wife, Chris, we just adore them. We've spent time with them. We've traveled up there. They've traveled down here. We've gone to Austin together. They were at the vow renewal. So
how was it?
When he asked me, I was kind of joking when he booked you and I said, hey, I'm available. And he said, yeah, definitely. And I said, I'm just kidding.
Well, the 10,000 Miles podcast is about people who have an expertise, who have careers, and you have that. So you're interested.
Yes. And so I went down memory lane. He's got it together. I'm like, he's organized. And like, he explained what he was going to say. He said, if I'm talking more than
35% or whatever.
Yes, 35%. And he's watching. I guess he can see that. He's monitoring that.
Vic's an IT guy, so has a real-time transcript showing percentages and everything. Oh, yeah. He's got that running. Yeah.
So he basically asked me about my career, you know, and it took me way back to the bank and then how I, went to school while I was working full-time. And it's crazy because I didn't think about a lot of the things that I...
You know what I always say is that you are a true example of the American dream.
You
pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps, put yourself through college while working at a later age. Yeah. You came from Geary, Indiana.
Geary.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, seven people living in a one bathroom house. Did I say that
right?
Yes.
980 square foot home with one teeny tiny bathroom.
Was it made of log? Was it a log cabin? And did you have to walk? You did walk through snow to school,
I'll
bet.
It was a hut, actually.
I'll bet you did walk through the snow to school.
Oh, yeah. My parents did not get up and take us to school. So, I mapped it because I'm like, because it took a while.
How far was it?
To go to the middle school, it was over a mile.
You know, when I was seven, I also walked almost a mile to my school. Yeah.
And then high school was a little bit closer, but it was, I mean, we would walk and our feet would be wet by the time, because we didn't have boots or anything. They didn't buy us anything.
No galoshes.
Well, I don't even think we had coats.
Aww. Did you have like soaking wet mittens?
We didn't have mittens or a hat or anything. No. They just kicked us out and said, walk to school.
Wow.
No, we had a coat, but I think that's it.
That was about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But anyway, so doing the interview with Vic, it was just really nice to go through all the jobs that I had.
You've had quite a career.
Some, you know, and some of the highlights of, you know, securing the first $100,000 donation
for the community foundation,
and then the $200,000 grant that I secured. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. And then I had an opportunity to talk about Ronald McDonald House Charities, you know, mm-hmm. and what they do, and educated him about that. So it was kind of fun to go down memory lane. Yeah, it was good.
And I liked how two things I really like. One is how you're like telling me like, you've got to be home. I'm going to be home. I'm going to be home. Everything has to be set up. Suit has to be set up. 5:45. Ba, 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 ba. You're like, yes, don't worry. I'll have it all set
you're
up for you.
You're snoring on the couch. I'm like, hello, producer.
I've been so tired
I know
recently.
You have been.
And then afterwards, were you tired?
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine doing those like yes. 2 a week sometimes, yes. which I do. Now do you see?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I
do you have appreciation
I
for
do.
It?
I do. I appreciate you greatly.
People don't get it. Hey, man, do my interview with my podcast. Like this, it's like yeah. half a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot.
But this is video too. So I had to make sure I had makeup on, I had my hair done. I had to make sure what I look like.
I made you look good. Yes. I put a little tint into the camera.
Yes. I'm like, can you like put a filter over my face?
Well, so here's the question.
Yeah.
Because you have all these skills. You are retired from corporate life.
Yeah.
What's your plan? I mean, not that you need to have one, but you're still young. You're still, I mean, I know that whenever you see, we go to benefit dinners and things, and you're always itching and you're like, oh, this and that. Do you want to do anything?
No.
Do you want to? Then pack my suitcase. Get at it.
No, what I enjoy doing. So, you know, I'm working on the Tannenbaum ball, and this will be the last year that I'm going to do that. And I am helping out with a little bit with some ladies here, but really what I enjoy doing is helping out with the church. That's okay. what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Cause I volunteer there. I do their newsletter.
Yeah.
You know, now I do their voiceover for the women's luncheon. I'll do the video. I like doing that. I'm on the women's ministry committee.
Yeah.
So I like doing that, and it's not a lot of pressure on me. And I like that. I don't want pressure. I just don't. I had so much pressure in my career. Mm. I don't want that anymore.
And pressure comes from what? Deadlines or?
Yeah. Like you got to get this done. You got like for Tannenbaum Ball, I got a deadline to get some things secured.
I'm just going to say, I think I did the work last year.
You did.
All right.
You did.
Okay.
So I just don't want, I don't. Yeah, I just don't want that because I mean, I have to do the newsletter every week for our show, and then I have to do our show, and then I'm busy.
Oh my, you have to do our show a whole hour out of your life.
It takes preparation. I have to get my list together.
Yes, you do.
I have to research question of the week. So I have to get my God shot together.
So Sunday at Bridge, and you should definitely, if you have a chance, look at, the 9 a.m. service, Bridge Church from this past Sunday. Rick Green of the Patriot Academy did the message. And he was great. I mean, it was very different from what Pastor Jimmy does, of course, or Pastor Brian.
Yes.
But it was really good about Americans' biblical values, being a biblical citizen, but also revival, a lot of scripture, the founding fathers, you know, a lot of references to the founder's Bible, which I have been reading, which mm-hmm. I really love. And then Sunday evening, what was it called?
Comedy and Constitution.
Yes. And so it was with Brad Stein. He's a comedian.
He's a Christian comedian.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is he? God's comedian. I think Time Magazine called him God's comedian. He's kind of a mix between Colin Quinn
And Dennis.
Sam Kinison.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
Yes.
And a little bit of Robin Williams in there.
Very energetic. He's walking the stage back and forth and back and forth and back. Yeah.
But funny. Yes. I mean, funny.
And he really just pointed out the absurdity of things too. Yeah. And, you know, yes, it's absurd. And then when you think, oh my gosh, I was complicit in that. And then you're like, oh, it's a little embarrassing.
Well, and then, Rick and Kara.
Green's
kids. Reagan.
And Rick is the founder of the Patriot Academy.
And what the Patriot Academy does, they've been doing this for 15 years, I think 12, 15 years. They literally take young people between 18, 24, so many have a gap year, and they teach them how government works. They actually, they'll go to Austin when there's recess, and they'll teach them how to, you know, get a bill in committee. They sit in the actual rooms where that will happen. And then they go through the voting process. So they're really, I think they've placed like some, like either internships or actually working in at least 16 different states. And they have, you know, they have this whole program. It's a nonprofit. And so Rick Green also spoke for, and he has a great presentation.
Yes, during, he's very energetic.
Also,
too.
Just funny.
Great speaker.
Mm-hmm. Great speaker and funny. And what's her daughter's name? No, is it Reagan?
This and Cameron. Son? And Cameron. Cameron.
Mm-hmm. And they sang.
Oh my gosh, they are so talented. I remember Annette telling me that they were really, really talented because they do stuff with the youth group. And she would love to have them on the worship team.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're
no
amazing.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
And I turned to Kara. She was sitting next to me. And I said, I don't know how you're not crying listening to your daughter sing.
Yeah.
She sang America, the beautiful, well, what's?
America. America. America.
Yeah, she sang that song.
Why don't I know the title of that song?
And you say, I can't sing,
during
dude.
The last verse, everyone stood up.
I know.
It was really, I'm like, yeah, I remember this when I was a kid. This was what America used to be like.
Yeah, it was really good. It was good.
But you got really motivated. And you're like, I really want to help them out. And I saw that spark. I'm like, oh,
I know. I'm in. Like, I have to believe in the cause. And I'm like, I believe. And I said to Rick, I saw your call for volunteers. I should do it. I should just go and do it just so that I can learn more about it and be exposed to it. I was very moved by it. Very.
Because it's something that we need, and it's for young people, and it's getting them involved in politics.
And you know what's so interesting is that when I was young, I had no interest in history or learning about the government, the structure of the government. And now I'm very interested in it.
Man, so. When you read the Founders Bible, like, so I just finished Genesis, like around Genesis 40, then all of a sudden it pops into like five pages of our founding fathers. And I'm like, where was this in my history lessons?
Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah.
None of it.
Maybe I'll read it after you're done reading it.
It's a big book.
I saw it.
It's a big book.
But no, it was really cool. And I encourage everybody, look up the Patriot Academy. And
Texas Slim just did an interview, and Pastor Jimmy, his interview's up.
What they're doing, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. And they teach courses throughout the United States. They have constitutional, what are they called? A consultant, not consultants. No,
but you should know this as a volunteer.
Well, I have not signed up yet. So,
and kudos to Pastor Jimmy and Annette for having the insight and you have to bring people like this into the church. I mean, it was packed.
Yeah.
We had 650 people on Sunday and 400 Sunday evening.
Over 400. Yeah.
I mean, there's something going on here.
Yeah, we're really in the middle of a revival.
And Brad Stein already reached out. He wants to interview me when I'm back from the Europe trip.
Yeah, and you're going on Rick Green's podcast too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
As you know, it's real easy. It doesn't take anything out of you at all.
You could do it. You could do it.
You could do it, man. You can do it. You can do it. It was just fantastic. Yeah. Phenomenal. It's well worth watching Rick Green's message.
Yes.
From Sunday. In fact, everybody should be watching The Bridge message every Sunday.
Yes, I agree.
They greet the online viewers every single time.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you got on
what
your
do you mean? I just had everything there, my whole list. Now I have one more thing. I want to thank Bob for giving me a great premium idea.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because he was in a bathroom. I know. Oh. Every good story starts off with Bob was in a bathroom. No, he was in the Emirates First Class in Dubai Airport in the lounge.
Oh.
And he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture and it literally on the inside of the lid, it says, please put the lid down before flushing.
Oh.
And then he sent me that like Etsy has 100 different people, you know, signs and stickers of please put the lid down before flushing. And I'm thinking, shouldn't we have a KTLD sticker that people could put on the inside of their toilet lid?
Oh.
Shouldn't we have something like that to like send out to people?
With a little Craig, can you design us something?
Like KTLD and then keep the lid down, curryingthekeeper.com or something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
Because we certainly need it.
Well,
people,
you know,
who come to our house, they certainly have not been abiding by the rules.
Yeah. Well, when we go to other people's houses, I put the lid down automatically.
Every time I see it up, I'm aghast.
Like,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Germs everywhere.
Exactly.
So when we go to people's, when we go to their houses, we can just put the sticker on the lid and close
it. Exactly. Yes. Slap it on like, hey, I left your little present in the bathroom. What?
Tina and Adam have been here. So we had dinner with David and Karen tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
They have their 3-year-old twins. Yeah. And they're nonstop barking dog.
I'm able to get Oliver to calm down. Yeah.
He's like, just old. He's an old basset hound.
He just wants love. He just wants attention. Like, it's okay, boy. So he'll be quiet. And then he's like,
Yeah.
Kind of made me want to get a Traeger grill. I know Jimmy has one.
He's got a pit boss.
Oh, he has a pit boss.
Pit boss. No. And David and Andrea just got the Traeger grill.
They got a Traeger.
Yeah.
It's the same concept though. It's the same thing.
Why do you want to get one? If it doesn't sear, I like sear,
but
I don't want like, do I don't want the beige meat.
Do you remember the tri-tip we had that they made on that grill?
How did you get that seared?
I didn't.
Oh.
It wasn't seared.
Oh.
It was just on that thing.
But David's like, you need to, if you want to sear it, you got to get a pan or something. I don't know.
One thing is cool. There's nothing like dudes talking about meat.
Yes.
And how to do it right.
Yeah.
So that was what most of the conversation was. Like, how do you get this done? Now, I don't know. It's just, if there's one for Father's Day sale, they're kind of expensive.
Are you kidding me?
For my birthday, babe? For my birthday? It's coming. Hey, what do you want for your birthday? It's going to be your birthday on July 11th.
Have
you actually ever been to 7-Eleven to get your free Slurpee?
No.
No.
No. I would not drink that garbage.
Do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to?
Well, Elise will be here. And she'll probably have her surgery around my birthday.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be celebrating here at home then.
Well, we're doing something on the 12th. We're doing the champagne tasting, and then we're going to Andrea's for dinner. So we are doing something.
What do you get the woman who has everything?
Diamonds are always good, Adam.
Yes. Sparkly things, always a plus. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry I called you a D-list celebrity earlier.
You know, this was so hurtful. I don't even know where that came from. And we were in company and Tina says, oh yeah, Adam Curry, the D-lister. I'm like, wow.
I said D-list celebrity. I didn't say D-lister.
Oh, and that's a huge difference. I'm like, I don't know. Should I be hurt by this? I'm not quite sure. Is that how you view me, as a D-lister?
Babe, I just view you as my husband.
Yeah.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
I don't visit you as a celebrity.
Here's the paddle. You can't take that. That does not. That genie don't go back in. The toothpaste is out of the tube. You said it.
Listen, I repent. I apologize. I'm really sorry.
D-list. I guess.
You're A-list to me.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, I forgot about it. You reminded me now. I'm like, I apologize. You called me a D-lister.
In Vineyard Nation, I'm apologizing.
There's your show title D-lister, right there.
I think D-lister. That's good. That was funny. You were like, wait, what did you call me?
D-list. It's like, it puts me on the Kathy Griffin level, man. That's harsh. Oh. That's really harsh. So anyway, you asked me to do the God shot.
I did.
Would you mind if I do that now?
Yeah, baby, go ahead.
It's time for Adam's God shot.
You don't have a jingle because, you know, it is your show, your God shot.
It's true.
So earlier this week, I was struggling a little bit. There was, you know, even though I don't troll around for to see what people are saying about me, they like to tag me and say horrible things, or I would say often it's projection of their own dissatisfaction, or I'm not even sure what's going on. I don't know most of these people personally.
And you read a couple of them to me, and when I heard that, it's upsetting to me. So I can't imagine.
It's from people who we have known virtually speaking. Yeah. And you know, and whether it's misinterpretation or whatever it is, even after almost 35 years in show business, it still can get to me.
Sure, because you're only human.
And that's what trolls like. But these weren't even trolls. These are just people who just are mad at me and then say horrible things.
I know.
And of course, I discussed that with you. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of, yeah, it does irk me. It bugs me a little bit. And so the next, I don't lay awake at night, but I will literally wake up the next morning and still feel like a little, and often, of course, depending on where it comes from, but when you've got incoming fire, you're probably over the target. You know, that's also true, but it doesn't matter. It still is hurtful.
Yeah, of course.
And it just happens so often with us. Like I'll open something. I have a widget on my phone, which has like a little verse of the day, which I have no idea where that's from. I just loaded it from the store and just put it on there. Probably spies on me. Who knows what it is. But it can be Pastor Jimmy's devotional. It can be Oswald Chambers.
The widget changes?
Well, that changes every day. But I'm just saying I read all these different things.
Yes.
Sometimes the wisdom comes from Pastor Jimmy's devotional, from Oswald Chambers and the book that I read. Could even come from something in Dutch Sheets, Give Him 15. Can come from anywhere. And this came from that widget. And it was just like, I click open my phone before I can even go to the YouVersion app, which is usually the first thing I do. There it is, right in my face. And it's Proverbs 4. And this is really about, I think this is David giving Solomon wisdom, or giving, this is David speaking to Solomon, his son. Uh-huh. Solomon was David's son. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a father's instruction. I'm just going to read a couple of verses from it. So Proverbs 4, verse 5, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding, actually with exclamation mark. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. So this gets my attention, right? I'm like, okay, I'm listening. 13, take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not proceed in the way of evil men. So this is to me is like, don't respond to this.
Yes.
Don't delve into it. Don't keep going into it. Don't follow it. Do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass it by. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil. And they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. So that kind of made me feel like, okay, I need to, because it's so easy to go back and check. Did this, was their response to it? So I just was able to cast it off, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And even down at the bottom of this 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth, which is,
yes. So
that's exactly what you would do to respond to a post or something, mm-hmm. and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil.
Yes.
So this was just... I'm like, thank you, God.
I know. Abba, I love Father, that.
Thank you for giving this to me. And it lightened my load right away. I'm like, the Bible really does an answer to everything.
It does.
And God just going like, yo, Curry, look at this. Flop.
I know. And we were struggling. We were talking last night. We were not struggling, but a couple things were on our heart. And this morning when we got into his word, he presented it right to us. And all the answers are in his words.
Yes.
In the Bible. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It's in there. And I love how he just, how that popped up that morning.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about it and it was harsh. It was evil. Yeah. It was just evil.
So it was also, because, you know, I know that these people aren't evil. I forgive them. I love them.
But you still are human and it still affects you.
But I also have to remember that these are forces in the heavenly realm. So there's a spiritual war going on all the time and that grabs hold of people.
Yeah.
And so I just have to remind myself of that. And luckily I get reminded time and time again.
Yeah.
And if anything, this was the message that Rick Green and probably Brad Stein were saying is, and I hear this over and over again. You need to be in the Word every single day. It's like learning how to do anything. You just have to continue. Just be consistent. Sometimes you're just reading and it's okay. Maybe it doesn't impact you that much, but every day, just a little bit and something will happen. You'll remember from 4 days ago, I was reading about that. It only has to be one chapter, mm-hmm. one chapter, one, but whatever it is,
it could just be one verse.
That's why the YouVersion app is also the Hallow app. A lot of people talking about the Hallow app.
Yes. Do you have Marky Mark promotes that
Marky
one.
Mark Wahlberg. I know him when he was Marky Mark.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have that app?
I don't. No. Okay. I just have the YouVersion app.
Yeah.
But I do YouVersion. I do my daily devotional with Karen. I'm doing the Blood of Jesus devotional. That's a 31-day devotional, which is phenomenal. And then I go wherever and I read scripture. I just bounce around to different books and different chapters.
Right.
But what I love, that was a good God shot, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that today.
All right. Do I get a little gold star?
Bless you.
A little D on my forehead.
For D-list celebrity?
Yes.
No, but what I love is like my girlfriend, Teresa, who we've been friends since 1988. That's when we started hanging out. I met her before that, but.
That's Vic level friendship right there.
Yes. And now you should hear us. We talk about scripture. Mm-hmm. We disciple each other. It's so cool.
I love it.
Yes. She listens to Pastor Jimmy's sermon every Sunday and she loves it. And I love that our friendship has evolved like that. It's so cool.
Yeah. Cause you definitely talked to her before we were saved. But not like this.
No. Like she was talking about family and, and I was saying how this, I said to her about God put this person in your life for a reason and, basically leak your buckets everywhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, good job.
You like it?
Yes. Okay. A+.
Don't ask me to do it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now it's so time harsh. To hear from the cold suckers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We got to hear from those cock suckers now.
Is the entire amount of donations we got.
Yeah. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cold suckers.
That's right, value for value. We had such a stellar amount of support, number of donations on the last show that it doesn't surprise me. It dropped off a little bit, but we got some beautiful notes and that's really what it's all about. Please use the Fountain app to get started if you'd like to. And by the way, everyone's like, hey, I hear about this Bitcoin. How do I get some Bitcoin?
Right.
Guess what? If you get the Fountain app, any podcast you listen to will help you earn Bitcoin.
That's right.
You can save it because the app is a wallet, or you can send it to your favorite podcast.
Yeah, Currying
the Keeper. Currying the Keeper, exactly. And we might as well start off with our top donor for this week with a Striper Boost, 77,777 sats. Go for it.
Pastor Jimmy.
You got it. He's on top, our executive producer. And he says, I must say, Tina's voiceovers for the bridge are spectacular.
Oh.
A star is born.
Oh, finally my stardom is coming.
We're going to put a little star on Main Street for you. A little star.
Oh,
we should
awesome.
Start though. Was it Walk of Fame?
Yes.
I too noticed the lid issue in the guest bathroom. I was shocked. This is, I think, when we had everyone over.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking it was Charles.
Oh, it wasn't just the lid. It was the whole thing was up.
No, that was Dana then.
Dana. No.
I'm sorry. That was Brett. You know, it was Brett. One of those guys did it. No, anyway, okay. I'm blaming Charles. He says, I was shocked. So it must have happened more than once.
Yes.
And he says, love you both. KTLD and K. He has KLTY.
KLTY. Keep the lid.
Keep. Let it. This is going to be KLTY.
Keep.
Like what?
I don't.
Pastor Jimmy, what are you doing? I don't know what you were thinking, man. This new radio station. KLTY, everybody.
KLTY. Keep loving.
Keep loving the. I have no idea.
Keep
loving the yak. There you go. Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Thank you.
Now check it out. Who comes in with 20,000 sats and a decanting for Matt Munt.
Matt from Nashville. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
Oh, he you know, because
I love that God has brought him into your life.
Yes. And we've had some back and forth, and we're seeing how we can maybe work together a little bit on the Lift 1,000 Voices project. He says, I know a few people in Christian radio if you want to be the voice for some stations.
Oh, me?
I think you.
Wow.
He says, I won a car on The Price is Right 15 years ago.
What?
With 50 or so radio folks in attendance. It was a record label event. People may not know the work I do in Christian radio / music, but they do know me as the Price is Right guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, video evidence on YouTube. I didn't know this.
Wow. I got to look this up. What kind of car was it?
I don't know. I don't know. Matt Munt. M-U-N-D-T.
15 years ago. So that was a 2010, probably. 2009.
Thanks for the V4V Pod 2.0.
Wow. Oh, welcome, Matt.
Yeah,
Matt. He is a cork soaker.
You're a cork soaker now, brother. Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you.
And then we have another name that we all know. Nice to see it. He does our chapters. Mr. Dreb Scott.
Oh,
checking
Dreb.
In 15,000 sats.
Thank you, Dreb. How are you feeling, Dreb? Give us an update.
He says, Galatians 5, 23-24 is one of my favorites, too.
Nice.
Love the King James Version best. Thanks for sharing in your God shot. Love it. Question.
Yes.
When you guys use religious phrases like doing my devotional, might I suggest that you give a brief explanation of what that means / is? I suspect there are many listening that are finding their way in the path still. KTLD. Oh,
that's a good point.
Excellent point. Yes. Tina will explain.
Oh. Well, basically, the daily devotional that I do, it's a short reading that correlates to a particular scripture. So it like I do this one on YouVersion, and it gives a story that supports the scripture, and then it has a prayer and the scripture. So you read the story, then you read the scripture, and then you pray about it. And I'm doing a daily devotional for the whole year, and then I'm doing this 31-day devotional too. And then I guess the YouVersion is a daily devotional too.
I was going to say the YouVersion app, which is... It's a value for value app. You can donate. We donate to them.
Of course. Because,
I mean, it's amazing what they actually. And so it's daily devotional. You'll see it right there on the home screen. You'll see the little scripture. Then you tap on it, and there'll be someone in video reading it, explaining it from their own viewpoint. Then there's a nice writing about it, which you can think about. And then there's a prayer, and then there's the scripture, and then you're done.
Yeah.
And that's a good start to your day right there.
Yeah.
And every single time.
It's interesting because the one that I'm doing on YouVersion, not the main one that comes up every day, I'm doing a special plan. It's the story, the prayer, and then the scripture. But the one in the Blood of Jesus Christ, the book that I'm doing, they talk about certain topics, and then they have supporting scripture that correlates to the topic, like forgiveness, like, you know, letting go of guilt.
Right.
It's a really cool way to get to know scripture and then to also
and Jesus.
Just, and to get downloaded with wisdom. That's where all of our wisdom comes from. So, but thank you, Dreb. That was a
good
was
idea.
A good,
Very
yeah,
good idea.
Good suggestion.
Thank you, Dreb. 7777 Mini Striper from your co-host for the next best of with Sir TJ, Sir Brian with an I. And he says, Tina, Tina, I love, he's almost like Boone.
Yes,
Tina,
I know.
Tina, the 3-year-old. I love that you want to do voiceovers.
Yes.
You have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
Clint does voiceover too. Oh. Is that his roommate?
Yeah. I think it's his boyfriend.
I don't think so. He did a PSA for Amtrak and four Samsung commercials. Wow. And trust me, it pays very well.
Wow. Hook me up, man.
He said he'd like to talk to you about how he gets the gigs if you'd like to chat with him. Oh. But he'd be calling you from my phone because celebrities like you and I have a code of conduct and we don't share each other's phone numbers with the common folk.
You know what? I want to talk to Dame Jennifer, too, to see if she...
Yes.
Because I know she tried to break into it. I don't know.
In fact, I just hooked her up with the Pod Mobile.
Oh.
Because her whole rig broke or whatever. Oh. So she's getting one of those and she's getting back into it. So
okay.
In the evening, Brian says.
All right, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, please get my wife some work.
Yeah, I guess I need to start making money.
3333 from SLC. SLC says, there really must be a high-power fiber optic solution for pool lighting.
Oh.
Power and light source away from the water.
Oh.
We need to talk to, was it Sir Jimmy, the pool guy? He used to be the hollow book guy, now he's the pool guy. He told us about the pool cleaner.
Yes, he's
Jimmy.
From Austin, yes.
No,
he's not from here?
No.
I don't know who he is.
No, he's in, I want to say Denver.
I mean, I know who he is. I don't know where he is.
It's the Rock and Roll Pool Cowboy, I think this is.
That's a cool name.
And then SLC comes in with another 3333 and he says, 1-800, bless your heart.
Oh, that's right. Because last show, 1-800.
1-800, bless your heart. Yeah, we boosted for that.
Oh, thank you.
1,000 from Post Water Malonus.
Post Water Malonus.
Post Water Malonus.
I don't. That's
Malone's,
a new one.
Yeah. With no note, but we'll decant you anyway. It's just kind of funny.
You've been decanted.
And then a short row of ducks from user 7050568. You know the rest. Rhode Island is about 1,000,000 acres.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
I would own Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yes, you would.
Yes.
Thank you all very much for boosting us. We love the value you send back. Again, you can do it through PayPal. You can do it, earn some Bitcoin by using the Fountain app. Go to curringthekeeper.com and sign up for the newsletter. Tina works very hard on it. And it's funny. At least if you're not me, it's funny.
You like it, though.
curringthekeeper.com.
You laugh every time.
You finally came over and said, let me show you the newsletter before I send it out. Finally. I'm always interested in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You got anything else you want to go straight into my question of the week?
Oh.
No, I don't have one. I'm just kidding. Psych.
Oh. Psych. I'll go into it. Yeah. Yes.
Now that Sam Tor. The question of the week.
Ryan will be talking on this next time. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian. All right, everybody, it's time. Tina has the question of the week. If it's too tough, I'll make her go first. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Where is your happy place? And don't say anywhere with you. Where is your happy place?
You know my happy place. I say it every single night.
I know.
My happy place is the minute I get into bed with you. I curl up next to you. Can I say exactly how that works? So Tina, for some reason, puts a pillow between her legs when she goes to sleep. And it's like a motorcycle seat. So I pull it back and I'm like, yeah, let me get on your motorcycle. So that I have it between my knees. And that is literally the happiest place.
And then we usually fall asleep that way.
Well,
usually, or sometimes I get it.
I rub your leg for about 3 seconds.
And then you're out. You're out.
I'm sleeping. That is almost every night. Yes. That is truly, truly, truly my happy place. It can't be yours. You have to have a different one. have a different one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have to say my happy place is when all of our girls are happy. And you're happy. I'm happy. That's my hat. Like everything in the world is good
right
and settled. And I am the most happy in that space. So that's my happy place.
I think that's often.
Of late it has been.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I say it as often. That's
and
good.
You know what? You're always the same. You wake up the same. You are happy all the time.
Usually.
You know, you are just the same person all the time.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
I I'm probably happier than most people.
I'm happiest.
I think I'm joyful.
I'm happiest when the first thing you say to me does not involve something on a to-do list or a calendar item. I'm happy if that happens after Bible study.
You know, you've gotten much better with that too, because you would be like, look, you need to shut it. Shut it. You go, shut it.
If I'd ever said shut it to you, then wow, there would be a short marriage if I was saying shut it. I don't think so. Never would I say that.
But
no.
Before you would look at me and you'd be like, Tina. I cannot talk about this
right now.
Now you just bounce up. You're like, good morning, Holy Spirit. Hello, right. My beautiful Hello, wife. You give me a big kiss and a big right. hug.
And then I grab my calendar. What are we doing? No. Tell me. Here's my to-do list. What do you need me to do, baby? I'm yours. I'm at your beck and call.
I'm like, break down those boxes I've been asking you.
I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see each other in two weeks. Best of for Brian All next right. week.
Vineyard Nation, in the evening,
the Curry and the Keeper.